Hi, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos daf Mem. We left off yesterday on Lamatesim Abayz. Towards the end of the Amud, we had just started the Machlokas Rav Shmuel about Modeh B'Mikzas, which we'll get to in a second. First, a note: today's shiur is again sponsored by Avishai Leshev Newman, Leschus Refuah Shleima, for Chaim Naftali Ben Frumit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chai. We wish them a Refuah Shleima B'Toch Shar Chole Yisrael. So what we had covered yesterday was we had started the sixth parak of the Masechta, which deals with Shavuos HaDayanim, and principally the Shavuos Modeh B'Mikzas. And we had seen right before we ended yesterday the fundamental machlokes of Rav and Shmuel, that when you have a Modeh B'Mikzas, the original taina definitely has to be of shtei kesef. The odah definitely has to be worth a sheva pruta. The question is, does the kfira have to be worth shtei kesef, or is it enough if the initial taina shtei kesef and the odah and the kfira could both be worth at least a pruta, but we don't really care per se how much one is kofar. So what we had seen was yesterday, Rav had said that kfiras taina shtei kesef, and Shmuel had said that taina atzma shtei kesef, that there's no requirement that the kfira actually have to be worth two kesef. The actual requirement is only that the taina be worth shtei kesef. So we got up to two lines down in the wide lines. And today's sugya is going to focus exclusively on trying to bring rayas back and forth, either to Rav or to Shmuel, from various clauses in the Mishnah. And in the context of discussing the concept of whether you need kfiras taina shtei kesef or whether the taina itself has to be shtei kesef, we'll see also a bunch of ma'amarim on the issue of when you have a taina and a hodah. Does the hodah have to be mimina taina? What if you're towing two things and the guy is moda one thing? Is that considered a hodah mimina taina? So we're going to see a bunch of brisos with regard to that as well. But we left off second line down in the wide lines. The third to last word on the line, tnan. The first word on the line is ma. So let's see weiter. Tnan, shtei kesef yesh li biyadcha. If the guy says that you owe me $200, ein lecha biyadi ela pruta, or $2, let's make it simple, ein lecha biyadi ela pruta, and the fellow says, no, I only owe you a pruta, so potter, so then he's potter. So says the Gemara, my time alav mishum dechasra latayna tifti deshmuel. Isn't the reason why in the Mishnah we say if the guy is towing two kesef of silver and the other fellow says, amoda, that I owe you a pruta, that is potter, isn't the reason because you're lacking the kfira of shtei kesef, and this is a tifta on Shmuel, because according to Shmuel, you don't need the kfira of shtei kesef, you only need the taina to be two kesef. It's Rav who says that you need the kfira to be shtei kesef. This says the Gemara, amar lecha Shmuel, mi savra shavaktani. Do you think that the Mishnah is talking about a value of two and then a value of a pruta, in which case it would be a kashan Shmuel? No, dafka ketani. The Mishnah is talking about dafka, where the guy is dafka toein kesef, he's toein silver, and the hodah is not kesef, rather the hodah is nechoshes. And the problem is, the reason that the guy is potter is not because we lack the requisite value for the kfira, it's because mashatanu lahoda, mashahoda lotanu. It's because you don't have over here a hodah miminataina, because the guy was towing silver and you were modeh copper. But if you were towing the value, if you were not towing dafka, Shmuel would say, I would hold enachinami that you're chayiv, because you have the taina of shtei kesef, you have the hodah of a shavah pruta, there is no requirement that the kfira sataina be of shtei kesef. So says the Gemara, ihachi ema seifa. If that's the case, let's look at the seifa. Shtei kesef upruta yesh li biyadcha. If the guy says that you owe me two kesef and a pruta, two pieces of silver and a pruta, yesh li biyadcha, ein lecha biyadi ela pruta, and the fellow admits that he said that he owes him a pruta, then chayev, then he's going to be chayev. So I amr pishlama shaveh, if you want to say that the Mishnah is talking about the value of these things, then I understand mishamachi chayev, that's why you're going to be chayev, because the guy was towing the value of two kesef and a pruta, and the hodah was on a pruta. Eli amrit dafka, but if you want to say that it's dafka, that the shtei kesef is dafka silver and the pruta is dafka nechoshes, amai chayiv, why is he going to be chayiv over here, even according to Rav, according to anybody, why would he be chayiv here? Masha tonu lo hodalo, masha hodalo tonu. So we don't have hodah mimena taina, because the taina was for shtei kesef and a pruta, and the hodah was only a pruta. And the Gemara assumes now, for the sake of argument, and for the time being, that that's not considered to be hodah mimena taina. So says the Gemara, midi hu taima ela l'Shmuel. Who are we trying to interpret here? We're trying to interpret Shmuel. And Rashi points out over here, midi hatutaima elul Shmuel. The Rashi about 3/4 of the way down the Amud. So klum atameshiv chuvazu elul Shmuel. Are you seeking to answer up, to answer up anybody besides Shmuel? No. Klumar ilu amar chacham acher dafka ktani. If it were an other chacham who said that we're talking about dafka, that it's dafka where you're toein silver and copper, and the odah is on copper, haynu yicholam lahashiv chuvazu. Then that would be a good question. You could actually ask, why is it a hodah? Mashatanu lahodalo mashahodalotanu. Avalu Shmuel ain't a tshuva, but according to Shmuel, this is not a kasha. The Shmuel hodami minataina chashav lei, because Shmuel holds this to be hodami minataina. Me achar shatanu nechosha semakesef a kafar lo be'echad. Because according to Shmuel, if the guy is towing silver and copper, and the hodah is on nechoshes, that is considered to be hodami minataina, according to Shmuel. So back in the Gemara, Midiu taima ela l'Shmuel. Aren't we trying to explain Shmuel? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Tanu chitin v'sorin v'hodolo be'echad mehen chayev. That if the guy is toying chitin and sorin, two minim, and he admits on one of the minim, then he's going to be chayev. So to over here, if the guy's toein silver and copper, and the hodah is on copper, he's going to be chayev. So says the Gemara, hachinami mistabra. It's also mistabra like this, midiktani seifa, because it says in the seifa like this, litra zav yesh li biyadcha. If the guy is toein that you have a litra of zav, a large measurement of zav in the other guy's possession, ein lebcha biyadi ela litra kesef, butter. And the fellow responds, well, I only have a litra, this measurement of silver, then he's going to be putter. So now, there were two ways to interpret all of these provisions in the Mishnah, where we're talking about gold and silver. Those two ways are either dafka, that you're talking about dafka gold and dafka silver, dafka copper, that, or literally that metal, or you're towing a value. In other words, is it shtei kesef upruta? Is it the value of two kesef and a pruta? Is it the value of a litra zav? So what are we talking about here when we talk about the litra zav and the litra kesef? So iam repishlama dafka katani, if you want to say that it's dafka, that we're talking about dafka zav and dafka kesef, mishamachi pater, therefore the guy's going to be pater. Eli iam shave, but if you want to say that it's shave, if you want to say that he's being towing the value of the item, the value of the litra of zav, the value of the litra of kesef, amai potter, why is he potter? Litra tuva havi, a litra is a lot. In other words, it's much more than a pruta, it's much more than base kesef, it's more than any minimum shear for the hodah, the kfira, or the taina, according to everybody. So if we were talking about the value, why in the world would you be potter? Elamai in the seifa, it must be that we're talking about dafka, where the guy's towing dafka a litra zav, and the hodah is on dafka a litra kesef, and the reason that you're going to be potter is because mashatana la hodah la mashoda la tana, because you don't have odami minataina. And now the Gemara makes a diak. Elamai de seifa dafka, reisha nami dafka. And from the fact that the seifa's got to be dafka, the reisha's also got to be dafka, and that's the way we explain this according to the Shita of Shmuel, that the reisha of the Mishnah, where the guy is towing base kesef and the doll's on a pruta, we said putter. Why is it putter? Maybe it's putter because you don't have the kfira of shei kesef? No. The reason that it's putter is because you don't have odami minataina, because we're talking about dafka. And what we've proven now is that the whole Mishnah, from beginning to end, is all talking about dafka. So lema tavi tufta de rav. So should we say then that this is a kasha? That this is a kasha on? That this is a kasha on Rav? As Rashi says, as Rashi says on the second to last Rashi on the page, Ella mi de seifa dafka lashan kushiu neima tavi tufte derav meresha dektani shtei kesef yeshli biyadcha. Because in the first case of the Mishnah it said shtei kesef yeshli biyadcha in lecha biyadi ela pruta potter v'taima misham dafka tnan. And the reason that you were potter was because we were dealing where the guy was toying dafka silver and the hodo was dafka nechoshes umashatana lo hodolo. And the reason that the guy is potter is because we don't have odami minataina hatanu shave v'hodolo shave. However, the diuk is that had the taina been in value of the shtei kesef and the odah been in the value of the pruta chayev, then you would have been chayev. V'alpa gav the taina kamaisa lo havi el shtei kesef, then you would have been chayev. Even though the taina initially was only of shtei kesef, then you have odah v'pruta, meaning you don't have a kfiras taina shtei kesef, yet you would have been chayev had you been toein shaveh. So maybe this is a kasha on Rav. So I'm like, Rav, kulam asisun shaveh. No, the whole Mishnah is talking about where you're toein the value of shtei kesef, and the guy is moda on the value of the pruta. Aye, how about the seifa? We just said that litra zav, litra kesef can't be talking about value, because if it were talking about value, you'd certainly be chayev. But litra zav shani, and litra zav is going to be different. Why? By litra zav, we're talking where the guy was toying dafka. Why? And Rashi explains, because the kivan detanu mishkal, because you add the measurement, you add the weight of the thing that you're being towing in your taina, you say litra zav vaday dafka ktani. Then you're definitely talking about dafka zav and dafka kesef. In other words, you're not going to be towing gold for the value of it, because you already specify what the measurement of gold is. Aval kol matbeos tamasdisen shavet kamar shederech matbea laso sodamim l'chol advarim. However, the rest of the instances in the Mishnah where you're being towing a matbea, you're not being towing the matbea dafka, you're being towing the shava of the matbea, you're being towing the value of the matbea. Why? Because the derech of matbea, what currency is useful for, is not for dafka. Currency is useful for converting it into value. Now the Gemara says, flipping over to today's daf mem, Amad Aleph, Teda de Kaktani Seifa, because we learn in the Seifa, Dinar Zov Yeshli Biyadcha. It says, Dinar Zov Yeshli Biyadcha, in the Chabiyadi Ela Dinar Kesef, Atrisis Supundionu Pruta. And the guy says, no, I don't have a Dinar Zov of yours, but I do have a Dinar Kesef, and Atrisis Supundionu Pruta, all different types of Matbeos. Chayev, then you're going to be Chayev. Why? Shakol Min Matbea Achasein. And because they're all considered to be one type of Matbea. So says the Gemara, I amrit bishlam ashaveh, if you want to say that the tain is in the value of these coins, and the odah is in the value of these coins, bishamachi chayiv, that's why you're going to be chayiv. El I amrit dafka my chayiv, but if you want to say that the tain is dafka, that you're being towing dafka, the silver coin, and the gold coin rather, and the odah is dafka, and these silver coins, and the copper coins, and these other types of coins, then why are you going to be chayiv? So amr Rabbi Lezer, bishatano bedinar mi matbeos. Because what you do is you're being towing a dinar mimat beos. In other words, it's clear that you're being towing currency, the kamash malon de pruta bechlal matbea isa. And the chiddush is that a pruta, even though a pruta is worth so little, that it's still considered to be mechlal matbeos. In other words, the chiddush is that if you were towing over here a dinar zav, which is worth a lot of money, Rashi says the dinar zav is worth 4,800 times the amount of a pruta. But if you were towing something for its status as money, as currency, and the hodah is of something in its status as currency, then it's going to be considered hodami minataina, even though, and it's considered to be a sufficient hodah, even though the hodah might be worth 1/4,800th of what the taina was. And the chiddush is, that's enough. So in other words, you have no raya that we're talking about shaveh. We could be talking about dafka, but you're being towing it for its status as a matbeah. So dekanami, and a raya to this, diktani shakol min matbeah achas. Because what we say is the reason given in the Mishnah is shakol min matbeah achas. And Rashi explains that if you were towing shaveh, if you were towing the value, then what's the nafkamina that everything is min matbea? All we should care about is that you're towing the proper value and that the odah is on the proper value. Nah, so it's obvious that you're being towing the thing and there's odah on the thing. And the reason that it's considered to be a valid odah, the reason that it's considered to be a proper odah minataina, is because you're being towing money and the odah is in money. And all types of money is considered to be the same thing for the purpose of moda b'miksas. So says the Gemara, V'rav shakol dimat be'a achas, and Rav shakol din matbea achas. And Rav will say no. What we're talking about here is we are talking about where you're towing the value. If you were talking about where you're towing the value, then what's the chiddush? You're towing a lot, and the guy's mowed a little. That's fine, because Rav says that you only need the odah to be a pruta, and the kfira's got to be shtei kesa, but if a year you have way in excess of that shear. So the Gemara says, what Rav is coming to, the chiddush of Rav is what we had just said a couple of minutes ago, that the chiddush of Rav is that even, yes, you are being towing b'shava, you're not being towing dafka, but even where the taina is a gargantuan taina, and the hodah is on a very paltry sum of money, still that hodah is going to be considered a valid hodah b'miktsas. That even where the hodah is only worth 1/4800th of the taina, that's still going to be enough. So says the Gemara Vayter. Rabbi Lezer, lema mitaseifa kishmul mitareitz. Now from the fact that Rabbi Lezer is mitareitz the seifa like Shmuel, the case of Litra Zav and Litra Kesef, so Reisha Nami Kishmuel Sfirale. So should we say that he holds like him in the Reisha also? And Rashi explains over here, about a quarter of the way down, Nami Kishmuel Sfirale, de Kulamastis and Dafka Ktani, that the entire Mishnah is where you're towing Dafka, Umishamachi Tanam Bereisha, Shtei Kesef Yesh Libiadcha, Ein Lecha Biadi Ela Pruta, Potter Misham Damasha Tano Lo Hodolo. The reason that you're Potter in the first case of the Mishnah is because we don't have Hodami Minataina. Avol Ishavet Tain Lei. However, if the guy were towing only the value of the Shtei Kesef versus the value of the Pruta, Havi Mechayev, then you would be Chayev. Ve'afal Gav Detchilas Taina Shtei Kesef Isu Lo. Even though the initial Taina is only Shtei Kesef, meaning you don't have Hodami Minataina. So shall we say that because Rabbi Lezer is a Mefarish, the end of the Mishnah like Shmuel, is he Mefarish the beginning of the Mishnah like Shmuel as well, as explained by Rashi? So says the Gemara, lo, Seifa dafka k'tani, by the Seifa it's dafka, the k'tani shakol min matbeya achas. Because in the Seifa, it says in the Mishnah expressly, shakol min matbeya achas. And what we had said was, of what relevance is it that akol min matbeya achas, unless the taina was dafka, and the explanation of shakol min matbeya achas comes to explain why it's considered to be odami minataina if the guy's being toying a silver coin and the hodah is in a copper coin. But if it's peshaveh, then of what relevance is shakom mimapeya achas? However, so the seifa, he's forced into that interpretation that it's dafka. However, Vereisha, Kerav, Okishmol, but maybe according to Rav Elazar, he will be able to interpret the Reisha either like Rav, and the Reisha is talking about Shaveh, and the reason that you're Potter is because you don't have the Kfira of enough value, or like Shmuel, that the Reisha is Dafka, and that the Taina is Shtei Kesef, you don't need the Kfira of Shtei Kesef, the reason that you're Potter is because you don't have Odami Minataina. So says the Gemara, Toshma. Dinar Zav Zahuv Libiyadcha. If the guy says, I have a Dinar Zahuv Zahuv in your hands, in Lecha Biyadi Ela Dinar Kesef, and the guy responds, well, no, I only have a Dinar Kesef of yours, Chayev, then you're going to be Chayev. So Taima Di Amarle Zahuv Zahuv. So the reason is because you say Zahuv Zahuv, which means a minted gold coin. Hastama Shava Kamarle. However, if he would have said Dinar Zahav Stam, then that would have been Mashma the Shava, the value of the Dinar Zav. As Rashi explains here, Uperish Dinar Zav Hainu Tavua, it means a minted coin, V'tamim Mishum Da'kol Min Mepeya Achad, and the reason is because everything, all coins are considered exchangeable, they're all Mimina Taina, V'avile Mimina Taino, Miyusi Ata L'Ravu, it's a Raya according to Rav, D'min B'itzrich L'Frushe Zav Zahuv, from the fact that when the Mishnah comes to teach me that you're being towing an actual coin, it uses the weird language of Zav Zahuv, Miklal Demasnitz and the Tan Diner Zav Stama Shava Kamar. It's mashma that when it says Diner Zav Stam and not the language of Zav Zahuv, it means that you're being towing for the value. Vishar Kol Demapeya Echad Ktani Umidisefa Shave Reisha Nami Shave. From the fact that the Seifa Shave, the Reisha is also talking about Shave. Ktani Reisha Shtei Kesef Yesh Libiadcha In Lecha Biyadi Ela Pruta Potter Vial Karchach Misham Delaka Kfira Shtei Kesef Hu. So what Rav wants to say, the reason that this is a kasha on Shmuel is because the only time we're talking dafka is when you use the strange language of zav zahuv. When you're only towing dinar zav, you mean shaveh. I in the reisha, you're towing two kesef and the odah on a pruta. why are you going to be potter? Elamai, it's a riot of Rav. The reason that you're potter is because you don't have the kfira of shtei kesef. So says the Gemara, Amar Ravashi Yachi Kamar. No, says Ravashi, no, don't misunderstand. It doesn't mean that the only time it's dafka is where you say Zav Zahov. Hachi Kamar, Kola Omar Dinar Zav, Ka Omar Dinar Zav Zahov Dami. Not the Chiddush is that whenever you say Dinar Zav, it's as if you say a minted coin, meaning that whenever you're towing a coin, you're always towing dafka and it's not Shave. So the Reisha is again like Shmuel. Tani Rav Chia L'Siura L'Rav. So now Rav Chia tries to bring a Raya to Rav. If the guy says you have a sela, I have a sela, you have a sela of mine in your hands, in your possession, and the guy says, no, I only have a sela minus base kesef, chayev. Then you're going to be chayev, because over here we have a taina, we have a hodah on more than a shavar pruta, and we have a kfira of at least shtei kesef. Chosar ma, what if the guy says that I have a sela less a ma, less one kesef in my hands? So you have the odah on way more than a pruta, but you don't have the kfira on shtei kesef. You only have the kfira on one unit of kesef. Then potter, then you're going to be potter. So the reason is, obviously, because Rav holds that you require a kfira of shtei kesef. Some Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Amar Shmuel, lo shano ela batainas milve vadas love. No, because says Shmuel that when do we learn the requirement of the odah of a pruta and the kfira being of shtei kesef? That's only when it's the taina of the malve and the odah of the love. Avo tainas milve tainas malve vaadas eid echad. But if it's the taina of the malve and there's an eid echad that comes to testify that you have something in your possession, afilu lotano ela pruta chayev, then you're going to be chayev even if you are towing only a pruta. And even if the nitva is kofar akol, you're still going to be chayev a shvua. Why? Because my time, dechsiv la yakum eid echad beish l'chol avon l'chol chatas. Because it says an eid echad is not enough to render you liable for a punishment. L'chol avon l'chol chatasu deina kami can't make you receive a punishment. Aval kamu l'shvua, but an eid echad, if he comes and he testifies, and then you contradict the eid echad could at least require you to take a shvua. V'tanya, kalmokam sheshnayim sheshnayim mechayven osa mamon. And what we learn is that any time two eidim are mechayev mamon, eid echad mechayev shvua. An eid echad is going to be chayev shvua. And if two eidim come and are meid that you owe somebody else a pruta, that's considered to be a chashav eidus because it's an eidus on a pruta, and therefore you are going to be chayev to give the guy a pruta. Now, if two eidim can force you to pay somebody else a pruta, if two eidim come and testify that you're holding a pruta, and it's, I'm sorry, if one eid comes and testifies that you're holding a pruta of somebody else in your hand, then you are going to be chayev shvua, even if the hodah doesn't necessarily meet the requirements for a moda b'miktas, where you have a hodah of a pruta and a kfira of shtei kesef. The Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, and now says Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel, Tanu chitin v'sa'orin v'hodolo be'echad man. If a guy is toying chitin and sa'orin and you admit to one of them, chayev, then you're going to be chayev. And Amar lo Rav Yitzchak yasher v'chein Amar Rav Yochanan. And Rav Yitzchak said yasher, yes, you're right. Tanu chitin and sa'orin v'hodolo be'echad man, you're going to be chayev. And so to Rav Yochanan said yasher. Now, the Gemara makes a diak. Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish were bar pluktas all throughout Shas. So the fact that Rav Yochanan said yiyasher to the statement of where the guy is towing two minim and the odah is in one min, can we infer that Reish Lakish disagrees with that statement? So Mechlal de Polygale Reish Lakish. So it's mashma that Reish Lakish argues on this, because Reish Lakish always argues on Rav Yochanan. And over here we have Rav Yochanan taking a position, and we don't have any record of Reish Lakish saying anything. So the inference is that Reish Lakish will argue. So Ikadamri, so some say Mishavi Shoile Vishasikle. So some say that Reish Lakish was silent when Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel was saying this halacha in the Beis Medrash, And then in the meantime he was silent and waiting for him to finish his whole statement. And in the meantime, Rav Yitzchak walked out. So in other words, so Rav Nachman and Rav Shmuel gave a statement. Rav Yitzchak walked out before Reish Lakish responded, but Rav Yochanan already responded Yiyasher. So we don't know whether Reish Lakish actually was silent because he disagreed. We don't know. Maybe Reish Lakish also registered his approval of this halacha, of this statement, but we don't know because Rav Yitzchak, who was reporting all this, walked out before Reish Lakish had a chance to speak. So it's inconclusive as to whether there's a machlokas Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish on this topic. And Ikad Amri Mishta Avishasi Le Vishasik Le. So others say that Reish Lakish wasn't silent, it was that Reish Lakish was drinking. So maybe the reason that Reish Lakish didn't respond was because Reish Lakish was drinking and therefore couldn't talk with his mouth full, because his mouth was full of liquid. But we don't have a raya one way or the other that Reish Lakish either agreed or disagreed. We simply don't know. He was not in position to respond. Says the Gemara, Lema Masayele. Let's bring a raya to this. Tanu chitin vodulo b'sa'orin pater. If a guy is toin chitin and the odah is sa'orin, then you're going to be pater. Rav Gamliel mechayev. And Rav Gamliel says that you're chayev. Why? Because Rav Gamliel is the one that we saw in the Mishnah. Rav Gamliel is the shita that we saw in the Mishnah that you don't require a odah mimina taina at all. So therefore, according to Rav Gamliel, if the taina is with wheat and the odah is with barley, that's going to be good enough. You're going to be chayev a shvua. So taima. The reason that you're pater according to the Tanakama is because the taina was in chitin and the odah was in sorin. Ha chitin v'sorin vodalo be'echad me'an chayev. However, if the taina were for chitin and sorin and the odah were for one of them, then you'd be chayev, which is a raya to what Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel said, that if you're toin beis minim and the odah is in one of those minim, then you're going to be chayev. Says the Gemara, lo, no, hu adin dafilu chitin v'sorin nami pater. Same thing, you're going to be putter even if you were towing chitin and sorin and the odah was on one of them. The reason that we argue only about where the tain is in chitin and the odah is in sorin, where the tain is in one min and the odah is in a different min, lo diecha koch and Ram Gamliel, it's to prove the koach of Ram Gamliel, that even in that case, Rav Gamliel is going to say that you're going to be chayiv, because Rav Gamliel flat out simply does not require odah mimin hataina. And this is very much like koach de teira adifle. Why koach de teira adifle? The reason that koach de teira is adif is because, generally speaking, it doesn't necessarily take that much guts to be machmer. Because when you're in doubt, you could always be machmer, and you know that's sort of taking the safe route. But in order to be mekel, that's actually putting a stake in the ground, and that's showing that you are confident in your shita, so much so that you're willing to be mekel and you're willing to risk something for your shita. And Rav Gamliel is the same thing. Why? Because over here, if you have odah mimin echad and a taina mimin acher and you're modeh b'miktzas, what's going to happen? You're going to be mechayev the guy yeshvua. If you're going to be mechayev the guy yeshvua, then that shows how certain you are in your shita, and that's very much like the koach de teira. You're willing to go out on a limb and really, really, really live by your shita. So that's why we have the machlokas where the taina is from one min and the odah is from another min. We don't have any raya what the halacha would be if the taina was from two minim and the odah was from one of those minim. Tashma, now the Gemara tries again, three lines up from the bottom. Tanu kalim v'karkos. If the guy was towing kalim and karka, and remember what we had said about karka, that we're not nishba on karka. So tonu kalim v'karkos, hold the b'kalim, if you're moda and kalim v'kofar b'karkos, and you're kofar on the karkos, b'karkos v'kofar b'kalim, if you're moda on the karka and you're kofar on the kalim, potter, you are going to be potter. Hold the b'mixas karkos potter, if you're moda b'mixas karka, you're going to be potter, again, because ein nishbon ala karka. But mixas kalim. However, if you're going to be kofar in the mixas kalim, if you're going to be moda rather in the mixas kalim, then chayiv. Then you're going to be chayiv. So says the Gemara, taima de kalim v'karkos. The reason that you're potter is because it's kalim and karkos, the karka love bashvuahi, because karka is not subject to a shvua. Ha kalim v'kalim, dumya de kalim v'karkos. However, if it were kalim v'kalim, like kalim v'karkos, then you'd be chayiv. Then you'd be chayiv. So what does it mean, kalim v'kalim, dumya de kalim v'karkos? It means that if you were towing two types of kalim and the hodah were on one of those types of kalim, you would be chayiv. And isn't this a raya that if you're toein beis minim and you're moda in one of the minim, then you're going to be chayiv? The reason that we say you're potter in the Mishnah is because there's karka involved, and karka is simply not subject to shvua. So says the Gemara, no. Huadin dafilu kalim kalim nami potter. No, actually, if you were towing two different types of kalim, and the odah was only on one of those types of kalim, you would be potter. Now vadiktani kalim vekarkos. In that case, why are you teaching this halacha to me in the context of kalim and karka, where the two minim are kalim and karka? Teach me what's arguably the greater chiddush, that even where the two things are kalim, still I'm going to be potter, because if I'm towing two minim and moda only in one of the minim, then that's not considered to be odami mina taina. So says the Gemara. Now, the reason that we teach the halacha in the context of karka is kamash malon the chihoda b'miktas kalim, that if you have a case where the guy's towing kalim and karka, and on the kalim the guy's moda b'miktas kalim, then you're going to be chayiv afala karkos. When the guy takes a shvua moda b'miktas on the kalim, he has to take a shvua that he doesn't have any of the karka in his possession as well. Even though we said usually you don't take a shvua on karka, this is the concept of gilgul shvua. Since you have to take the shvua anyway on kalim, you also have to take the shvua on karka. So says the Gemara, I'm not that impressed. My kamash malon, zokikin. You're teaching me the concept of zokikin. You're teaching me the concept of gilgul shvua. Tanina, we already learned this. Zokikin as anachasim sheish lamachrayis lishava aleihem, that we could be zokik nechasim sheish lamachrayis. Nechasim sheish lamachrayis is karka, along with nechasim sheish lamachrayis, which are metaltalin or kalim, to be mashbia on the karka. So we already learned that. We already learned that in Maseches Kedushin, the Gemara tells us. What's the chiddush over here? Says the Gemara that ha'ikar ha'i agav grara nasfa. Now, you can't ask, why are we teaching me this halacha here? We already learn it in Maseches Kedushin. This is the ikar sugya. This is our sugya where the whole Masechta is talking about Shavuos. So this is where it really should, or this is where it really should appear. In Kedushin, it's only agav grara. What's agav? What is it? Agav grara. So Rashi explains agav grara. Aidi detana hasam nechasam she'en lemachrayas niknim im lechasam she'esh lemachrayas bekesef below meshicha. We're talking about the inyan of kinyanim, and we're talking about a metaltalin can be nikne along with karka. Therefore, we also teach this halach of zokikin, that when you're taking a shvua metaltalin, you could drag along the shvua on the karka on the coattails of the metaltalin. But that's agav grara. That's by the by. That's as a tangent. Over here is the ikar sugya. And the chiddush of this sugya is zokikin, but don't assume, in other words, bringing it back to our Gemara, don't assume that if you had two different types of kalim and a hodah on one of the types of kalim, that you'd be chayiv, because the halach is you'd also be potter in that case. Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan. Now back in the Gemara, Rav Chiya bar Abba says in the name of Rav Yochanan, Tonu chitin v'sorin v'odolo ba'echos me'am potter. That if you're toin chitin and sorin and you're adal and you're moda on one of them, then you're going to be potter. V'yom Rav Yitzchak yasher, and Rav Yitzchak said yasher, v'chinam Rav Yochanan, and so to Rav Yochanan. Wait, we just said on Amud Aleph that if you are toin chitin and sorin and hoda on one of them, then you're going to be chayiv. And we had Rav Yochanan saying Yiyasher. So how can Rav Yochanan say Yiyasher now that he's telling me the halacha that if you're towing two things in your moda on one of them, you're going to be putter? That makes no sense. It's a stira. So says the Gemara, Amoroyim inu alibid Rav Yochanan. You're right, it's a stira, but it's a machlokas Amoroyim, what Rav Yochanan holds. Tashma, we now try to bring a raya. Tanu chitin vodolo b'saorin putter. That if you bring a claim for chitin and the odahs on sorin, then you're going to be putter. For Gamliel mechayev, and Gamliel says you're going to be chayev again because he doesn't need odami minataina. So taima the tanu chitin vodolo b'saorin. The reason, according to the Tanakama, that you're putter is because the taina was chitin and the odah was saorin. Ha chitin v'saorin vodolo b'echad man chayev. Aye, if the taina was for chitin and saorin, and you were moda on one of them, then you're going to be chayev, because if the taina is on two things and the odah is on one of those things, it's enough. So says the Gemara, no, hu adin dafilu chitin v'sorin nami potter. The halacha would be the same, that even if it's a chitin and sorin, you'd still be potter. If you were towing two things and the odah was on one of them, you'd still be potter. V'hai diktani achi, and the reason that we couch this machlokas in the case of tanu chitin and hodulo sorin, l'odiyecha kocha d'rogam liel. This is like we saw earlier, it's to be modia the koach of rogam liel, that even in that case, he says you're going to be chayiv. Toshma, Tonu kelim v'karkos. If you're towing kelim and karkos, again the same brisa. Vodu bekelim v'kafar b'karkos. And you're moden kelim, but you're kofar in the karkos. B'karkos v'kafar bekelim. If you're moden the karkor and you're kofar in the kelim, potter, then you're going to be potter. Hoda b'mixas karka. If you're moden b'mixas on the karka, then you're going to be potter because you're not nishvan karka. B'mixas kelim chayiv. If you're moden b'mixas on kelim, then you're going to be chayiv. Taima the kelim v'karkos. The reason that you're potter is because it's kelim and karkos. The karka lav bashvuahi. Ha kalim v'kalim dumya the kalim v'karkos chayiv. I, if it were kalim and kalim, like a case of kalim and karkos, i.e. two different types of kalim, and you were moda in one of those types of kalim, you would be chayiv. Says the Gemara, not a good diak. Huadin da filu kalim v'kalim nami potter. Even if the taina were on two different types of kalim, and the hoda were on one of those kalim, then you'd still be potter. But kamash malon, the reason that we teach the halacha legabe kalim and karka, the hoda b'mixas kalim chayiv af al karkos, is to teach me that if the taina is on kalim and karka, and you are moda b'mixas kalim, and you're kofar b'mixas kalim, then you're going to be chayiv ishvua, and the shvua that you're going to be chayiv is going to go. It's through gilgul shvua. It's going to go even on the karka. So my kamash malon. So what's the chiddush of your zokikin? There's a chiddush zokikin that you're zokik the davar that you don't take a shvu on, along with the thing that you do take a shvu on. Then you know we already learned this zokikin as an achasim sheish lamachrayis li shava aleim, that you could be zokik nechasim sheish lamachrayis, i.e. karka, along with metaltalins that you would have to swear even on the karka. We learned that in Maseches Kedushin. So again, the Gemara answers so ikra yagav brara nasva. Now the ikra sugya is here. Don't ask me how come you're teaching me the halacha here. We already learned it in Kedushin. In Kedushin, it's a tangent. Here is the Ikar Sugya, and that's where we learn the Alacha of Zokikin. Eisvei Rab Abba Bar Mamal Rav Chiya Bar Abba. So Rab Abba Bar Mamal asked the following kasha to Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Tanu Shor V'hodu Lo Beseh. If the guy is towing, you have my shor, you have my ox in your possession. The guy says, I don't have your ox, but I have your lamb. Seh V'hodu Lo Beshor. Or if the guy is towing a seh, the hoda is with a shor. Potter, you're going to be potter. I tonu b'shor v'se vodelo bechamim chayiv. I, if you're towing a shor and a se, and the oda is on one of those things, then you're going to be chayiv. So Amar Lei, so isn't it a raya that if the taina is of two minim and the oda is on one of the minim, then you're going to be chayiv? So Amar Lei, hamani Rabban Gamliel. This is the shita of Rabban Gamliel who says that you don't need oda mi min ataina. Says the Gemara, wait, I Rabban Gamliel afila reisha nami. So in the reisha where we said tonu shor v'hodelo se, why is the halacha that you're potter? Rabban Gamliel is the one who says that you never need oda mi min ataina. Rabban Gamliel is the one who said that tonu chitin v'hodelo besorin, you're going to be chayiv. So why by tonu shor v'hodelo se, why am I going to be potter? So the Gemara says, you're right, it's not Rabban Gamliel, rather elohamani admon hi. This is the sheet of admon. V'lo d'chui matchinan lei, and v'lo d'chui matchinan lecha. You should know, I'm not simply trying to brush you off. I'm not simply trying to evade your question by saying, oh, did I say it was Rabban Gamliel? No, I meant actually it was Admon. Ella Talmud Arachu Befiv Shel Rav Yochanan Hamani Admoni. There was a well-established tradition that this brisa goes like Admon. Amar Rav Anan Amar Shmuel. So says Rav Anan in the name of Shmuel. Tanu Chitin V'kodam V'hodolo B'sa'oren. Now, let's say Reuven goes to Shimon and says, Shimon, you have chitin of mine in your possession. And Shimon all of a sudden blurts out and says, I don't have chitin, but I have sa'orin. So then the question is, what exactly was Shimon's motive in blurting out the hodah on something that was not what the taina was on? Because the taina was on chitin, and Shimon blurted out a hodah on sa'orin. So says the Gemara, we have to assess the situation here. So, im kamarim chayiv. If it looked like Shimon is engaged in trickery, then he's going to be chayiv. Why? Because Shimon knows that had the guy been towing chitin and sa'orin, and had Shimon admitted in sa'orin, then it would have been a case of where the taina is on two minim, the hoda is on only one of the minim, but you would have been chayiv in that case. So in order to head off that possibility and to avoid the requirement for shvua, before the guy could get out the taina on sa'orin, Shimon blurted out his hoda on sa'orin. However, im kemiskavein potter, but if it just looks like Shimon is simply responding to the claim that was mentioned at that time, then he's going to be potter. V'amar Rav Anan Amar Shmuel, and says Rav Anan in the name of Shmuel, Tanu shtei machtin, that if the guy is towing two needles, then and the guy is mowed on one of them, it's going to be chayev. Why? Lefichach yatsu kelim l'mashahem. And therefore, yatsu kelim l'mashahem, in other words, we look at kelim as if they are a davar chashuv, even though they're not necessarily worth a shava pruta, like Rashi explains, the fichach yatsu kelim l'mashahein l'schayav aleim b'chol shein da'avalei l'michtav, because the pasuk could have said ki yiten ishal reyeyu ksafim lishmar. It could have said if you give somebody money to watch, va'na amina maksafim shnayim v'davar chashav afkol shnayim v'davar chashav. And I would have known it's lav dafka where you give the guy money to hold for you. It's where you give the guy anything of yours to hold, as long as you give him something worth two units of money, and it's a davar chashav. But the chiddush is, the reason that we say kelim is to teach me that as long as you give two of the units, it's considered to be a davar chashav, even though inherently they don't have much value. Like two needles, what's a needle worth? A needle is worth nothing. But the chiddush is that lagabe yeshvua is considered to be a davar chashav because it says kelim in the pasuk. So Amar Rav Papa, says Rav Papa, Tanu Kalim Upruta, Vodu Bikalim, the Kafar Bapruta. The guy is towing Kalim and a Pruta, and the guy is Moda that he has the Kalim, and he's Kofar and the Pruta, Putter. Then he's going to be Putter. Why is he Putter over here? We'll see in a second. Hodu Bapruta, if he's Moda and the Pruta, the Kafar Bikalim, Chayev. If he's Moda and the Pruta, but he's Kofar and the Kalim, then he's going to be Chayev. So Chada Karav, Chada Kashmuel. So one of these Mamorim is like Rav, the other is like Shmuel. Chada Karav, the Amar Kfiras Taina Shtei Kesef. One of them is like Rav because he requires a Kfiras Taina Shtei Kesef. In other words, if the guy was towing Kalim and a Pruta, and he was Moda and the Kalim and Kofar and the Pruta, he's going to be Potter. The reason that he's Potter is because his Kfira is only worth a Pruta, and Rav says you need the Kfira to be worth Shtei Kesef. And one is like Shmuel, Chaduka Shmuel, Diyamar Tonu, Chitim Visorin, Vodalo Be'echan Man Chayev. And another is like Shmuel, because in the case where the guy was towing the Kalim and the Pruta, and he was Modeh in the Pruta and Kofar in the Kalim, he's going to be Chayev, like Shmuel, who said that if you're towing two things and you're Modeh in one of the things, then you're going to be Chayev. So over here, in one Mimer wrapped up, we have one statement that goes like Rav, we have another statement that goes like Shmuel. Enough for today. This was fairly brutal, so let's leave off over here. I think it gets a little bit easier tomorrow.